on here with our Kim 10 speakers. Today, you're going to hear from another wonderful woman who has gone through the Radiant Speaker Academy and on to the certification to become a Kim 10 speaker. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode. And we're continuing on talking to wonderful Kingdom Women entrepreneurs who have stepped into another arena and become certified Kim 10 speakers. And so today I have with me another one of those amazing women, Jen Rogers, who is also the Empowered Stepmom. She has her own podcast called The Empowered Stepmom, and maybe she'll share a little bit about that in a few minutes. So welcome, Jen.
Thank you. I am so excited to see you and know that I know you, not just in a little Zoom box. I love that we met in person. So I'm excited to be here.
Yes, that is the beautiful thing about all these relationships we create online, that we have the opportunity now that we can actually travel and meet each other in person. It was such a joy to meet you as well, and such a joy to hear a little bit of your journey as you stepped into the whole process of becoming a certified Kim 10 speaker. But before we go there, I'm wondering if you would share just a little window, a snapshot into who Jen Rogers is and how you show up in the world.
Oh, gosh. Well, okay, I'll do it. So, you know, when couples get married and they create an instant family and they blend all those kids together in one household, well, stepmamas often feel isolated and alone and they don't know what to do. And I was one of those women. And I didn't have any help anywhere. And so I started looking for help. And instead, I ended up creating the help that I was longing for. So I minister to stepmoms so that they know that they belong and they are valued and God sees them, and the blessings for their marriages are the same. There's no step in front of God's blessings anywhere. And so I have a heart for women and speaking life into them through the podcast or other areas as well. I'm not only a stepmom, I'm a mama, and I love big dogs. I'll give you that fun fact.
That's good. I have a big dog. She's old now, but she's still got lots of life in her, so which is kind of cool. Yeah. You know, I've heard it said one time through another one of my mentors that the stepmom, maybe you've heard this as well, they call them bonus moms or bonus children. And yeah, it's kind of a whole new trend on reframing that. But that's such a great ministry, such a needed ministry. I'm so glad you do that. And I'm sure that there is an ever-growing demographic of women that you come across who need what you have to offer in that same experience. So I know that you already have a podcast. You've already been speaking at some level. What was it that prompted you to take the Radiant Speaker Academy and to up-level your speaking skills? What was going on in you, or what was it that you were looking for?
Such a great question. Sometimes you stumble in things. I often say, if I could do on purpose what I do accidentally, I would be amazing. It was kind of an accidental journey. So I had someone who was in Girl Power Alliance, Lemon Price, and I was a client of hers at one point in time. And I saw this transformation in her. And I thought, what the heck is going on with this woman? And it was powerful. And her confidence showed up. And I thought, I have a certain level of confidence anyway, that hand me a microphone. And I'm very happy. I love having a microphone. But I saw something in her that was more than just bravado. And I wanted some of that. And so I thought, all right, I'll sign up. I'll see what this is all about. And when I did, there was the Radiant Speaker Academy that was there. And I know that Jesus says the first will be last and the last will be first. And I still like to be first. And I thought, I want that. I want to be one of the first women to get certified. And as I was watching the training and learning what was inside of the Alliance, I thought, wow, there's something really special here. And that's why I decided to pursue it. And I not only did that training the first time, I said, it was so good, I'm going to go do it again. I'll save the because for later. But that's why it was an accidental, kind of on purpose, curious, what's happening here? Let me go check it out.
That is so good. That's the best kind of marketing, isn't it? Seeing the change in people's lives and that attraction factor, like, whoa, I want a little bit of what she's got. It's going on there.
That's right.
And that's so cool. So tell me a little bit about, now that you've jumped in, or you did jump into the Radiant Speaker Academy and began to learn some of the tools and the framework that is taught there. What are some things that you learned in that you didn't know before?
Well, I learned spiritually, in a spiritual sense, I learned that just because you're good at something naturally doesn't mean that you don't go get gooder at it, in the sense of, for the last couple of years, God has really been working on me with these talents, and don't bury your talents. Mm. And that's really what kept coming to me, is that I have a natural gift, a natural talent, but it's not honed in. And I had recently gone and presented to youth group, and youth, they're some of the hardest to present to. Mm-hmm. And the first night I was ready, but the second night I wasn't. And what I learned in the academy is that you need to have a speech ready. You need to be prepared, mm-hmm, in that way so that you can show up and deliver in a way that serves your audience. And so that's really what I learned, that the deeper skills of, okay, as you're looking at this right now, I know I'm going to start here if I want to go forward in time, and I'm going to move this way so you can follow me along. Mm-hmm. You may think, well, that's not really a big deal, Jen. Yet when you watch it on stage, it's powerful because it becomes this beautiful journey that you take people on. And I love that. And so the skill set, the things that I learned, the really little itty bitty things, the technical aspects, I learned a ton. And I know I could go back and take it again and learn and just keep growing. Mm-hmm. And plus, I had a ton of fun. I loved it. I absolutely love it. If you only want to get speaker training, join the Alliance to get speaker training, because it's incredible. The Academy was incredible.
That's so good. That's so good. All right. So then you didn't just stop there. You then decided you want to become certified. I love that. Be a pioneer. Push it in there. So then that required that you come to San Diego, you go to San Diego, like we all did, and have this 2-day experience where not only are you going to give your dry run, but also have feedback to be able to make that even more awesome. What was that experience like for you? First of all, that one where you stepped into that and then you got feedback, and then we'll talk about the day two.
Okay. So I had a very early flight, and I ensured that I would be later on the schedule in case my flight got delayed and I knew I was arriving the day of. And I really wanted to be there to witness all of what everyone else was doing so that I could get a leg up on it as far as ease my concerns about what's really happening here and how is this going to work. Yeah. And when I got to the hotel, well, one, the service was wonderful. And that's always really nice when you're in a great place. Yeah. And I felt really welcome there. And it helped ease a little bit of the nervousness. And when I went into the room and I saw what was happening, I was just filled up with excitement and nervousness simultaneously. So we learned a new word there, which I have completely stolen. I am nervited.
Yes.
Nervited, excited, and nervous simultaneously. But when I went in the room, women were on stage, and there was a tension in the room, mm-hmm, that was palpable. And I couldn't identify what that tension was. It didn't occur until the next day, which I know we're going to talk about. And I know you spoke about it on that day. But what I saw was women on a mission, mm-hmm, whether it was the coaches offering feedback or whether it was the women on stage wanting to share their story, even if they were tentative and uncertain, they knew that God had called them there for a reason. And so they were honoring the calling, which, mm-hmm, I love that. I love hanging around women who push the envelope, because then that pushes me to push the envelope as well. Yeah. And then the coaching feedback, you had asked about that. So there were 4 coaches, you being one of them among others. And the feedback that was provided was very detailed feedback in the most loving way I have ever experienced. It was the epitome, mm-hmm, of powerful coaching that, mm-hmm, was meant to encourage, exhort, and challenge all at the same time. So it was beautiful. I needed to go check into my room, and I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to miss anything, but I missed a couple of them, but the ones I saw the majority of them, and they were so inspiring and encouraging too. But I was definitely nervited and more, nerve than I.
the former, not the latter. And that's and I think so, you know, that's a new experience. Even if you have been speaking for a while, now coming into this where you're going to receive feedback from people really that you don't know to some level, you know, but you don't know, but at the same time, not knowing how that's going to land, or just to be in an environment like that with a lot of people that we maybe met online, but really didn't know in some level. Yeah. How was the experience with you even listening to how other women were getting coached as you were waiting for your turn or even afterwards? What was that? Can you describe that experience?
Yes, it was so informative. It was so helpful. And it also, I think, as we learn later on, the tension in the room was competition. And even though we can often say there's no competition in the kingdom, one, we're women. So there needs to be a shift down to say, wait, there is no competition in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And there was comparison. That's not my story. I don't speak that way. Mm-hmm. That's not how I deliver. Oh my gosh, did I do the whole thing wrong? Where's the podium? Where is the podium? I want to hide behind the podium.
Yes. And the notes.
And the notes. That's right. And the notes. And I had a bunch of notes. I mean, I had rewritten my speech, I don't know how many times, and recorded it, listened to it on the airplane, in the taxi cab. I gotta get this thing. I'm going in 4 hours. I want to make sure I get it right. And then when you go in there and you listen, you think, wait a minute, what do I do? Do I go back and try to rewrite it really quickly? So I think there was a sense of competition and a sense of comparison. And I want to be very clear here, if you're listening to this, to say that was an outward or an inward thing that I projected outward. That was not projected inward to me. Mm. And this has a lot to do with blended family life, that we have a lot of things that we think somebody is doing to us, but we're actually have some things going on inside of us that we're projecting outward. So that's what was going on. Did I answer your question?
You did beautifully. Great illustration, great analogy in that way. So then we have day two, and it's like, okay, now you got to do it again. this time. Oh, full on, you get videotaped. What was it like for you at the end of that day two, looking back now at that whole experience? Can you talk a little bit about what's your biggest takeaways? What were some of the impact you had on your life?
I was so grateful. The biggest takeaways, my heart was full. I was so grateful. And I was grateful. How many times can you say that? That's a showstopper right there. I was so moved by the women with their testimonies and how it was like a completely different room on day two. So it was like all the extras in the movie were there on day one and they were flubbing their lines left and right. And then the real actors came out and their stories on day two. And I know for me, I was so freaking pumped up for this. And I had rewritten a lot of things. I had done a lot of things. And when I was back in the hotel room, it's only supposed to be 10 minutes. Well, 10 minutes, not supposed to be. That's the guideline, 10 minutes. And I like to break rules sometimes, but I knew that one was not one I could break. When I was in the hotel room and revamping some things, I was at 14 minutes and 38 seconds or something. And I texted my friend. I said, oh my gosh, I changed it. Now I'm close to 15 minutes. What do I do? So, well, change it again. So when I went on stage, I had all these ideas and I thought, okay, Holy Spirit, just guide me with the one thing that you want to make sure that the audience takes away. And so I was able to implement some really powerful critiques that I had from the day before, as far as, hey, you have a 10-minute talk. You don't give the audience a bunch of things to do because there's not enough time for that. So I learned a very important lesson there about managing your time well. And I know I did that. In fact, the timer went off right when I had my last period. I was right at 10 minutes. And I love the interaction with the audience. I love to have fun. And I had so much fun And yeah, I had a great time. And so that's for me personally on stage, but for every single one, I mean, there were tears in the room. There was shock. There was awe. There was, what just happened here? But very much the real actors, they showed up on day two. And it was phenomenal.
That's a great way to put it. You know, and you looked like you were having fun on stage, and we definitely felt that as well. I would love to know, in terms of, because with the Kim 10, there is a framework. And like you said, it all has to be within 10 minutes. And for some, that can feel like it's really restrictive. And it does. It feels like that. So it forces you to be really clear and concise. Can you talk about how, because you're talking about now having fun, most people think, well, how do you have fun on stage when you're trying to stay within a certain time frame? Tell me a little bit about that for you. Now, I know you've got some experience in that, but can you talk about that?
Yeah, I sure can. And I'll say being a podcaster definitely helped me. So I've been podcasting for 3 years. So there is such a thing as finding your podcasting voice. And I found my podcasting voice. So I know that that helped me project better on stage. So there was that, but as far as speaking on a bunch of live stages, I haven't had that. So just as people are listening, I haven't had that, but I know I've grown leaps and bounds since I've been certified. And now I've just forgotten the question. No, I know. Okay, so 10 minutes.
How can you have fun when you've got to be so focused on 10 minutes?
That's right. Well, the 10 minutes was, so I can tell you the framework. The framework is OAKS, and those letters represent very important things. And I knew I needed my O, my A, my K, and my S. I know I needed those things. If I did nothing else, I needed to make sure I had those. And I had them in spades because I was prepared, because I had been preparing for months. So that 10 minutes really helped me identify what is the most important takeaway here. And the most important takeaway was that women knew that they didn't need to stay stuck, and that they could ask powerful what and how questions to get them unstuck. And see, I don't have my speech in front of me, but I remember it. And so many women came up afterwards and said, I took notes. I wrote down what you said. Oh my gosh, you asked that question. And I'm going to have to sit with that for a little while. And that's probably another huge takeaway, that my talk impacted other women to think about things in a brand new way. And isn't that what God asks us to do?
Yeah,
to think about, hey, here, let's try this way instead of being stuck. So I've answered your question and then some.
Well, you did. Because what I hear you saying is, and this is really what it comes down to, is that you had a framework. You knew you had stayed within that framework. You had prepared what was going to be the elements of that framework. And out of the overflow of your preparation and your understanding of that came your message, and you were able to lean into that. Because the reality is sometimes, and we saw that, as often we want to rely on things, our notes, when really it's our story. We just need to lean into what is the story, or what is it I'm trying to convey. It's not anything new. It's just it's a new way I'm communicating it. So yeah, you exemplified that really well.
Thank you.
At the end of our time right here, I wanted to ask this last question, actually two really quick questions. One is, because of now, because you talked about since then, some things have opened up or you have grown leaps and bounds. Share with us a little bit of, because now you have gone through that process, now what? Now what's happened?
I got 3 new clients.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. And it's because I'm showing up knowing I've got to figure out what the real message is here. Not all the stuff that Jen wants to say, but what is the real message? What do they really want to hear? And it's kind of a little bit of marketing. You tell them what they want to hear, but you give them what they need. And I've been able to do that in a way that I have a lot more confidence, because I'm clear. I'm much more clear. And that's what the framework did for me. And that's what all that coaching feedback that I heard did for me as well. Think about what you're saying. Think about the power of your words. And so that is probably the biggest thing, is showing up more confidently. And you know, people are drawn to that. That's why I was drawn to the Academy, because there's women showing up in confidence to say, hey, we've got this. We're going to make mistakes. It's not going to go exactly how we want it, but we're here and we're giving it our best shot. And we're going to show up and we're going to do amazing things. And some of them even on purpose.
Exactly. Exactly. So if someone was listening today, Jen, and they're on the fence of deciding to take the academy, take the speaker training, and then the certification, what would you say to them?
I would ask, what are you most afraid of? What's the worst case scenario? And then don't let it happen. That's what I would say. And then, of course, go do it.
Rush right into it. Such good advice. I love that question. I love that question. Thank you so much, Jen. I appreciate it. What a great interview to get to know you more. And for those who want to find out more about you and follow you, where can they find you?
Everything is at stepfamilypodcast.com. So it's so easy to remember if you're looking for a podcast on stepfamilies, stepfamilypodcast.com.
That is so good. Well, thank you, everyone. Make sure you share this and you go follow Jen and listen into her great advice and great experiences. And if you are a stepmom, well, what a wonderful resource you have in Jen Rogers. And thank you so much, Jen.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, everyone. As you're listening today, you may have felt prompted to say, hey, I want to take that course. I want to become a much better speaker. I want to be able to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. If you're interested in learning more about how to become a certified Kim 10 speaker and get a part of the movement to get on Kim 10 stages, or just to up-level your skills as a speaker, then I want to invite you to check out the link in the comments below, wherever you're listening to this, and we'll send you information when the next round is open up. In the meantime, your voice is an instrument of transformation and needs to be heard. So let it be heard.